to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life, because basically life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together, and just to get us started, I'll go first. And you guys, I am really excited because this is an episode that I actually kind of dread doing every year because I just think I'm not that good at figuring out gifts to give to people. I don't know. It's not one of my love languages. It's not really a super great skill set of mine. However, I will say before you're like, why am I listening to this then? I did have like this rare strike of inspiration this year, and I don't know if it's just from the people that I have in my life where I've gotten a few different ideas than I normally would or what, but I really kind of feel this year like, oh, I kind of got it going on. I think I've figured out a lot of things, and I've actually been able to already order a lot of our Christmas presents, which I am excited about because a lot of that stress is already off my shoulders for Christmas. And I actually wanted to have this episode out a couple of weeks ago so that you guys could be experiencing the same thing. I hope you have been able to get started on your Christmas shopping so that it's not as stressful for you either. But basically what I'm going to be doing this year is not only creating Amazon lists, but I will also have blog posts up at MackenzieCoppa.com that have these gift guides, and we will be updating them with sales and codes and all of that kind of thing as they come in. Of course, if you have any questions for me or if you have specific things that you're like, hey, what would be a good gift for this person? I can't promise that I'm going to get it right, but I do have some pretty great people in the background of my life that if I ask them, they've probably got some really good ideas. So in addition, throughout the holiday season, we will be posting things on my Instagram because I now have that handy little linking feature that they made available to all of us, and I am very excited about. I have been utilizing, and you guys have been taking advantage of those links, which I am so grateful for because a lot of them are affiliate links, which help to just kick a little bit of commission back my way without costing you any more money. So thank you so much to those of you who have been purchasing through the links that I post and using our Amazon link, which is MackenzieCoppa.com/Amazon. You can buy anything off of Amazon that you want, and it is going to push that commission back to us and our show and keeping the lights on in my house. And I am so, so grateful for that. But also, before we jump into this episode, can I just say that right now is the perfect time of year to become a patron? Maybe you even want to gift a patronship for a few months to a friend because we are having a good time. We're having a good time over there. And one of my favorite things about Patreon is hanging out with the ladies in there 4 days a week. So I do live videos in our private Facebook group, and we talk about everything under the sun. We have like in-depth conversations about feminine care products to, you know, the outfit that I wore or the stress relieving thing that I'm using or just the lessons that I am learning from life. And we have so much fun together. We really get to know each other in that group. It's very interactive. It's not just going and like watching me do a TED talk. It is not that. It is very informal, off the cuff, a lot of fun, and we do a lot of things together. We do challenges together to help get our houses together and get our motivation back and handle our stress and anxiety and do all that kind of thing. And right now is when we start gearing up for New Year's. Now, New Year's is like my favorite holiday of the whole year. Not to say that I always stick with all of the things that I plan for as far as goals and all of that, but we do pour quite a bit of energy into it. Around the Patreon community, I give book suggestions and we talk about our goals, and we are really going to be talking about handling our stress and anxiety and kind of overcoming those things as we move into the new year and we kind of deal with that lack of motivation that a lot of us are having and how we can get past that to actually be productive in the new year. I know last year I just didn't even like bother to set a lot of goals because it just felt like every day is the same. We're in the middle of a pandemic. What's the point? And I'm at the point now where I don't want to do that anymore. I want to live life a little bit better, live well anyway, and get past those roadblocks that I am encountering. And I think a lot of us kind of feel that way. So if you want to come over and join us, you want to start slowly thinking about preparing for New Year's and enjoying yourself in the process and meeting a bunch of other hooligans who just are, you know, we're just kind of a crazy little band of ladies who love hanging out together and talking about life and trying to do it well and have some fun in the process. So come and join us. You can get in there for just $5 a month. Five little dollars a month. You can join all of those live videos. We have other levels that are available with different kinds of perks that you can get, but that's really the main deal right there. $5 a month to get in on all of those videos and join us and have a whole lot of fun. But without further ado, let's get on with this episode, which is our 2021 Christmas gift guide. Okay, guys, I usually bring in reinforcements for this episode because I don't normally feel like necessarily all that confident in the gift giving department. It is not one of my top love languages. And, you know, the way it's been in my family for a lot of years has been like, hey, this is this thing that I want from here. And then the person goes and gets that thing. Or I like give my mom money towards whatever technology thing that she is saving up for. That makes it sound like she's a techie. She's not. I mean, like, she got an Apple Watch a couple years ago that she had been saving up for. Or she wants an Aura ring. I do too, mom. But, you know, it's that kind of thing. We kind of know what we're doing as far as gifts. And with the kids, you know, it's been pretty specific to what they want. But this year, I don't know what it is, but I felt kind of this fresh surge of inspiration in buying gifts for the people in my life or having ideas of things that you could give. And so I've ventured out on my own and here it is. Here is everything that I am going to be telling you guys for the gift guide. Also, I wanted to let you know that all of today's stuff isn't just going to be in the show notes. So you will be able to find links to the gift guides, but I'm actually creating gift guide posts within the blog so you can find exactly what you're looking for. So whether it's a certain theme or topic that I mentioned, you will be able to find all of those in their own posts on the blog, which you can just go to mackenziekappa.com and click on blog and you'll be able to find everything there. I will also have it linked on Instagram so you can find it really easily. I will have it in my highlights and I will also have it in my links on Instagram. So there's lots of easy ways for you to be able to get there to find everything that you're looking for. Also, everything that is available on Amazon will be in gift guides on Amazon. So you can go to mackenziekappa.com/Amazon and find things directly there, but not everything was directly from Amazon this year. A lot of these things are affiliate links. Not all of them are, but I really wanted to create kind of a diverse guide this year for a lot of different scenarios. Okay, let's dive in. That was quite the introduction. All right, you guys. So I started thinking this year with my kids, especially as they're getting a little bit older. I mean, my youngest is still 6, but I also have a 15-year-old, and we are branching more into kind of specific themes that my kids are looking for their gifts in regards to. So kind of like everything they are asking for is sort of in the same realm of one certain topic that they are interested in. Which is actually really fun when you think about buying gifts in that way. It makes it a little bit more curated, almost like you're making a gift basket. Of course, I will wrap all my kids' gifts separately, but it's just kind of this fun way to think about it. Ladies, I want to take a quick minute to talk to you about our hormones, because we all have them, and they're not very fun to deal with, but there is a new company that is helping us to deal with them as naturally as possible, and that is Bonafide. So Bonafide was created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations within our bodies, because every woman deserves relief without compromise. So they have created naturally powerful remedies to safely treat the natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives, from PMS to menopause and everything else along the way. I mean, whether you are dealing with hot flashes or vaginal dryness or hormones around PMS, vaginal itching, I mean, let's just be real. All of it's out there. We all deal with it at some point, and Bonafide has the supplements to help you feel more like yourself and get things back on track again. These are non-prescription solutions that treat women's health issues using ingredients from nature as often as they can to maximize effectiveness and relief. And they're clinically validated. The ingredients in every Bonafide product are the result of thorough research and development and clinical trials, resulting in every product being scientifically validated. Their safety is top priority. All products are made with safe yet powerful ingredients, completely free of hormones, can I get an amen, and without alarming side effects, and they are endorsed by over 8,100 doctors across the country. Bonafide is putting the days of period euphemisms and menopause myths behind us. Women struggle with real issues and deserve to be spoken to in a real, straightforward way that acknowledges and emphasizes their experience. And Bonafide is doing that, helping over 333,000 women so far. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription required. Real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com and use my promo code LIVEWELL. That's hello, BONAFIDE.com and the code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL for 20% off at checkout. And I just want to thank Bonafide for sponsoring LIVEWELL anyway. The first one that I'm going to go with here is my 9-year-old daughter. I am doing a book theme for her this year. It's a reading theme. So everything, for the most part, that she is getting is kind of revolving around this idea of really allowing her to dive in on reading. She's gotten super fluent by this point. She's fourth grade. She really enjoys reading, but she's needing access to more books and more things that I want her to kind of have at her fingertips. She also sees me reading on my Kindle very frequently, and she has wanted one. So that is the theme that we went with. Now, you have a couple of different options as far as Kindles go if you are buying one for your kids. Emerson already has a Kindle Fire, which is much more in the tablet realm. It's really not designed specifically for reading. It's a traditional type of screen that you can watch videos and play games and that sort of thing. But I wanted her to be able to have a Kindle that was specifically just for reading. And so they have a couple of different options with that. You can get a Kindle Kids, which is sort of like a Paperwhite, but not completely a Paperwhite. You can also get a Kids Kindle Paperwhite, which has the most updated Kindle Paperwhite technology. It is much more built for reading. Either way, both of these devices are just for reading. They are not for anything else. They don't have access to anything else. Both of these kids bundles come with Amazon Kids for a year. And so you're able to access a ton of different titles that are automatically attributed to it. You have a lot more control over their reading time and the things that are going on the Kindle and that sort of thing. So you have access to all of that. You have a lot more parental controls if you buy one of these kids versions. So that is an option out there that I think is a really good option and a great way to get them reading more. Now, you can also just go with a normal adult Kindle Paperwhite, which is what I purchased for her before I even realized that they had the kids option out there. They come in a few different colors. I got her the 2018 version because it is waterproof and I didn't feel like she needed the most updated version. I think the 2018 version is very good and will suit all of her needs. And I will still obviously have oversight over her Kindle and making sure what books are being downloaded to it and all of that kind of thing. But I decided that for this particular piece of technology, because while they do update it fairly frequently, a Kindle is going to hang in there for quite a few years. It's not one that you really need to update every couple of years. It's not like a phone. You're going to be able to use it for a pretty long amount of time. And she's right at that preteen age. I could have definitely gone with the kids version, but I got the adult version and decided to stick with it because I want it to be able to suit her all the way into her teen years. I want her to be able to be utilizing this technology and continuing with it, hopefully, I don't know, until she goes to college. I think that that is a very reasonable expectation with a Kindle to be able to have this piece of technology suit her for a pretty long amount of time. I've already had mine for 4 years. It's still going strong. It's the edition before the 2018 edition. I'm very happy with it. Of course, I would love to have a waterproof one to be able to read more easily in the bath, but I think that it's a really great, sustainable piece of technology, and I would recommend it if your kids are kind of like borderline on that age where you want something that is going to carry them farther into their teenage years. Now, running with this reading theme of having things for her, I'm obviously going to be selecting certain books that I want to put on her Kindle. I have been kind of investing over the last few months. Anytime I see a great preteen title go on sale, a great place to find some of those has been in the Modern Mrs. Darcy daily email that tells you all the Kindle deals. She doesn't always have kids' books on there, but when there's a good one that comes across the pages, then she makes sure to post it. So I've been grabbing things from there to be adding. I'll be adding a few other select books, but usually you can get them for a pretty reasonable amount of money. I mean, a lot of times when I'm picking up books to be putting on my Kindle or her Kindle, I'm buying them for $2, $3, $4 max. So it's really easy to be able to amass a pretty good library on there of quality books for really not very much money. So in addition to loading the Kindle up with books, she also really wanted this backrest pillow to be able to sit on her bed. And that's kind of where it really got my wheels turning of like, oh, this could be a whole reading thing this year that I do for her. So I got her this backrest pillow that you sit back against. It's kind of got arms. You'll be able to see it in the gift guide. Obviously, they've got a whole bunch of different colors. I went ahead and got one for her sister as well because I knew if Emerson had one, then Ellie would want one too. But I'm creating kind of like this reading nook for her. I think it would be really fun if you got a canopy to go over the bed. So it's kind of like this little secluded area that you have to be doing your reading in. I'm still toying with that idea. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it yet, but I do think that it could be really fun for both girls to kind of have these little spaces that are their own to be able to, you know, just kind of climb away into and get lost in books, especially for Emerson, since that's the theme of her gifts this year. I also bought these really fun stickers that look like glasses. So a few years ago, she had these puffy stickers. One of them was glasses, and she slapped it on the back of my Kindle when I wasn't looking. And at first, I was kind of annoyed. But then because it was a puffy sticker, it actually helped me to keep a grip on my Kindle a little bit easier. And it was kind of nice. And then as I looked at it, I was like, well, it's kind of fun and cute to have these glasses on the back of my Kindle because it's all about reading. And so it kind of became this thing. And Emerson loved that I had the sticker on the back of my Kindle and she had put it there and it was just kind of like our little thing that I had this sticker. Well, eventually the sticker ended up wearing off and coming off and getting lost. And she noticed and she was like, where did the sticker go? And it's always been kind of a downer since then that I didn't have the sticker anymore. So I actually went online and I didn't find a puffy sticker, but I did find these really cute graphic stickers that are like 4 inches wide that are just a pair of black nerdy glasses. Now, all of my kids have black nerdy glasses that we love. We own them. They're hipster. I think they're adorable and super cute in them. And my girls actually picked out black. Like, they wanted black, and I love them. I think they look so cute in them. It's like, if you're gonna wear glasses, then just make a statement with them. My son also has black glasses, but with red sides. Like, it's a whole thing. They all have them. So I got these stickers and I ended up just going ahead and buying them for everyone in our family because it's like, well, this is like a little thing that can make us us. Everybody can put their glasses sticker on their water bottle or their Kindle or their computer or wherever it is that they want it. But everybody, including my boyfriend and his kids, are getting these glasses stickers for Christmas. So I just thought that it was kind of cute and fun and another way to kind of personalize her Kindle and make it feel like her own. And I will put the glasses on the back of my Kindle as well, and we will have matching ones. And she is the kind of girl who will love that. And then to round it out with her whole book idea, I'm also going to be getting her a book journal. Now, for somebody who's older, possibly even younger, I'm going to be looking at this one specifically and see if it would be a good fit for her. But I know that a lot of people love it. And that's Anne Bogle's book journal, My Reading Life, where you can write all about the books that you're reading and the books that you want to read and keeping quotes and all this kind of thing. It's a very interactive little journal that she created this past year. I think that that could be a really fun gift for fleshing out this whole idea. Then to dazzle up her reading journal, I'm also going to be getting her mild liners, which are these really fun highlighter markers. They come in all sorts of really fun colors. You can get them in sets. They have like pastels. They even have like gray tones and some more bold tones. They're just really great high quality highlighters. If you go on to Instagram and you nerd out and you look at like journaling tags or like study note hashtags, you're going to find mild liners are very popular across the board. Heck, I even want them. These are something I think you could do with the book theme, but you could also do it for just a tween, preteen, teenager. They're just awesome highlighter markers. They're double-ended, they're super fun, and she could use this in her reading journal to color code things or embellish what she's writing. If she does have any paper books that she is reading and obviously that we own, she could highlight in those books. I do not have a problem with highlighting in books and actually keeping notes within the books, so being able to do that. If you were going to go ahead and get more paper books for your theme, for your child, or whoever you are buying this kind of a gift for, you could also get like magnetic bookmarks and page flags and all of that kind of thing, so it makes the whole reading process more interactive as well. You guys, it's that time of year again when my favorite meal planning website and app goes on sale. You guys, they are giving everyone for Black Friday, like they always do, 50% off annual subscriptions. There's really no better way that you can save your money and your sanity this year than going ahead and just subscribing for the whole year. It's $19.50. You really cannot go wrong with that amount of money. That's $1.63 a month for a full year subscription. Just buy it right then between November 26th and the 29th, and you're going to be able to plan your meals and save your sanity all year long. You hear me talk about their website all the time. I love the folks at Plan to Eat. I love their app. I love their software. They've thought of everything to make meal planning easier for you and your family. You just put your meals in there that you actually use and love. You can really easily copy them from the web if they are on the web, or just hand type them in if you have them written, and then they're there forever. You can change the recipe amount that you want to make, and it'll automatically change your shopping list, and you always have your shopping list with you in the app. They've got so many features in there that I have just been learning about more recently too, like their whole freezer feature and their menus, which I absolutely love and really make things easy because you can just plan out weeks at a time and then repeat it over and over again. You can plan out holiday meals and then have those ready to go in a menu every single year. And then if you have different people showing up to the holidays, you just change the amount that you're making it for, and it makes everything so much easier. You guys, just to make it even better, you can still get my deal of 60 days free. So that gives you 14 months of Plan to Eat for just $19.50. If you go to plantoeat.com/livewell, you can get your 60 days free. Plus, you can go ahead and subscribe, get 50% off the whole year. We can become friends. You can find me really easily by going to plantoeat.com/livewell. We can share recipes and menus. It's awesome. Come find me over there. I can't wait to see you in Plan to Eat. PlanToEat.com/livewell, 60 days free, and thank you to Plan to Eat for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. Now, from this theme, I think it's kind of fun to now transition into sort of the preteen girl ideas that I have. So preteen, tween, even teenagers. I have one of these girls in my life. My boyfriend's daughter is almost 12. She will be 12 by Christmas. And she has recently really gotten into bullet journaling. She really loves her skincare, and she's starting to dabble with makeup a little bit. And so that opens a whole new world of possibilities of things to get her involved in. And one of the things that I thought would be really fun, and I actually have gone ahead and bought for Emerson as well. So that's going to kind of tie in with the reading thing. Theme, but it's kind of like this whole self-improvement goal setting. These girls are really into that sort of thing. And I am getting back into that after a couple of years of just feeling like we're just going to survive. Now I am wanting to dive back into that as well. And so for these preteen tween girls, I am getting Cultivate What Matters Power Sheets. Okay, so I have done these in the past. Basically, what Power Sheets are is a goal planner. You go through all of this work before the new year begins, and you really dive into the kinds of goals you're setting and where you're at right now and all of that kind of thing. And then it gives you monthly pages where you keep track of how you're doing with your goals and what your goals are. And then you also have quarterly reassessments that you do that are different for every quarter, where you can kind of go back and see how you're doing and what you need to change and where you're at that point. And so they're just a very fun, immersive way to be able to really get a hold of your life and be taking control of your goals and being intentional about them. And these girls, I know, would love that. Especially, they're going to love it if we make it a thing, if this is going to be like a, okay, every other weekend we're going to sit down and we're going to fill out our goal planners and we're going to be, you know, keeping track of everything together. And it's kind of like a whole bonding experience that we get to do together. So that is another great place to be using those mild liners and having that sort of thing. It's a kind of one of those gifts that keep on giving. I feel like all year long, it can be like a family culture creating type of thing. So I'm also going to be fleshing out that idea by getting them stickers and washi tape and all those kinds of things that they can be adding to the bullet journals that they are already working on and also to their power sheets. And they can just have more fun with it and we can all do it together. That's like one more component of it that we can be decorating our power sheets together and just making it a whole thing. Now, a couple of other ideas that I have for this age group, specifically for girls, are a silk pillowcase. I know that sounds maybe a little silly, but you can either get silk or satin pillowcases. My girls, I have one, and they have always loved it. They've always felt like it's special and sort of elite. They're actually really good for your skin and hair, and they've always wanted one. And so I thought, well, this would be fun this year to get them all silk pillowcases or satin pillowcases. I've got a couple linked in the gift guide so that they can feel like they're really like taking care of their hair and their skin. They are young, but they actually love doing all of that. All of them have their own skincare routine. It's a whole thing. We have really pressed that upon them from young ages. I want it to seem like normal and a habit that they've had forever. And so this is just kind of like one more component of that, but it's just kind of like a little luxurious thing that girls like to feel a little pampered by. As long as we're talking about beauty, also for my boyfriend's daughter, I'm going to be breaking her into the world of Thrive mascara because it is my favorite mascara. It is the only mascara that I wear. I think it is amazing. She hasn't tried it yet. She does wear mascara every day, but I want her to try Thrive. So that is going to go in her stocking this year because I just think it's that good. And every woman, every girl should be able to try Thrive mascara and decide for themselves. And I'm pretty sure that once she gets her hands on it, that's going to be the one that she likes. And I also really love, of course, the Thrive products because they're clean and they support women's causes and it's an awesome company. And I almost exclusively use Thrive products because I just love their products so much. They even started sponsoring the show, which was awesome because I already loved Thrive. So I am going to be giving that mascara this year. And they have a lot of great holiday bundles that are out right now that you can be snagging some things for the ladies in your life and maybe for yourself. So this is not even a commercial right now. I am just telling you, like, legitimately, I love Thrive, and that is one of the things that I am going to be getting for her. And then the last idea, of course, you could come up with 1,000 ideas for girls this age, but I am going to be ordering pictures. Now, they really love and think it's pretty novel when the pictures that are on their phones actually get printed out and they have them in the flesh and they can make collages with them and put them up in their rooms. And like, it's a whole thing that I guess I never really thought about, but I had pictures around when I was little. Obviously, we weren't doing them digitally when I was young. And so we thought it would be really fun if we ordered a whole bunch of pictures off of their phones and off of my phone to be giving to them for them to be able to kind of like do whatever they want to do with them. I'm probably going to buy some poster board for them to make collages on, and then you can go and get it laminated afterward. But it's like a whole project thing that you can be giving to them. Again, it can be like family culture building and really fun. And so I am excited to be able to get those pictures for them. And they get really giddy whenever we actually make a real live picture order. So I think that's going to be really fun. Now, since we kind of hit on the whole beauty idea for a second, let's sit there for a minute. If you have someone in your life who would really enjoy some beauty-focused gifts, then here are a couple of ideas that I have that I really, really like, and one that I just really, really want. So, and maybe this is an area that you can be asking for from other people that you want to be gifted with, because I know I would love to get any of these things because they're just awesome. So the first one is a glam waver. Now, we've all seen crimpers. We probably used a crimper when we were younger. You know, it was a thing, but I don't want to look like I am out of the 80s anymore. I just want like a nice beachy wave to my hair, and I would love an easier way to do it. Well, a glam waver is sort of like a crimper, but it looks like three curling iron barrels side by side that are able to, like, the middle one goes up and the bottom two go down, and then you put your hair in between there just like you would with a crimper back in the day, and it makes a wave, and then you can just wave that all the way down your hair and you end up having these big gentle waves. They come in like 1-inch barrels and then I think 1.25-inch barrels, I think. And the 1.25-inch barrel obviously gives you a lot bigger, softer waves, I think a little bit beachier, but you can get them for fairly affordable. It can be one of those gifts to like all the ladies in your household, or, you know, to a friend who wants an easier way to be able to make their hair wavy. I want one of these. If nobody buys it for me for Christmas, I'll probably buy it for myself because I think it would make getting ready in the morning a lot easier, and they're just cool. So it's one of those newer things that has come out in the hair industry, and I think that we should all give it a try. So I think that that is a great pick for a gift. Also, as long as we're talking about hair, I had never really wanted shampoo for Christmas. I'm just going to be really honest. And then last year, my mom got me this whole hair care kit. And I was kind of like, my hair's fine. Like, why? But she was like, no, this stuff is so good. You're going to love it. And so she bought me the Olaplex conditioner and shampoo, plus their hair oil and their styling cream. And I'm just going to say, I love them. A little bit goes a long way. So I have literally made a lot of this stuff last forever. I still have hair oil left a year later. I'm still using the same bottle that she got me for Christmas last year. Of course, I went through the shampoo. I still have like a smidgen of the conditioner, but I absolutely love these products. And if you just want to feel sort of pampered and have really quality hair care, especially now that I've been doing this whole hair training process of trying to only wash it once a week and blah, all that, I am so grateful that when I do wash my hair, I've got really great products to be washing it and then protecting it from heat and making sure that it's really healthy. And I have really loved this Olaplex line. So it is just kind of a fun out-of-the-box gift that you can get for somebody who really likes doing beauty stuff or thinking about all of that kind of thing. And I know that skincare may sound like a strange gift to give for Christmas, but I know personally, if I were to get this next gift, I would cry and jump for joy. It is Drunk Elephant's The Littles Kit. So basically, it has a ton of their different products all in one kit. It's a whole like all-inclusive skincare regime that you can do morning and evening, and like the whole deal is all together in one kit. And I think this is such a fun gift to, again, be pampering your skin, especially in the middle of winter when things are drier and it's a little bit harsher on your skin, to just get this whole kit of amazing skincare that you can use and kind of like lavish on yourself every morning and evening. I think especially like in January where you're wanting to reach new goals and get healthy and everything, if you were able to dive into having really great skincare for that whole month, and probably this kit would probably take you like just over a month, maybe. If you were really stingy with it, you could probably get it to last a little bit longer. But it's just a great kit to be able to revitalize your skin and to have great products that are clean and good for you, but also just really nourishing and awesome with your skin. I would just love anything from Drunk Elephant, but especially this whole kit. It's a pretty great deal. Okay, you guys, I want to tell you about a brand that I have recently found that I sought out and I did my research for and I'm now absolutely in love with, and that is Patch Aid. You guys, I wanted a different way to be able to access my supplements that I'm taking every day. I was taking so many pills. A lot of my kids won't even take pills. They don't really super love a lot of liquids either. And I was thinking, what other way could we access some supplementation and get great vitamins and minerals and nutrients into our body without having to just keep ingesting more stuff, which, as I was finding out, doesn't even always get absorbed all that well. Well, I heard about transdermal supplementation, where you put the supplementation right on your skin and your skin absorbs it. Our skin is an amazing absorber, you guys, and it has the ability to actually take in supplements much more effectively and use them in your body. And you don't have to worry about things like making sure you eat a meal before you take the supplement so your stomach doesn't get upset and all of that kind of thing. It just is able to access and utilize the nutrients in the best way possible. So that's exactly what Patch Aid does. They have these little patches that you can put anywhere on your skin where you don't have a lot of hair. A lot of times I'll put them on my ankle or my stomach or the inside of my arm, and I get all kinds of different supplementation from these. I have used their vitamin C, which is a really high dose vitamin C, which I really appreciate. The Patch Aid patches I found from my research had higher amounts of the supplement than pretty much any other supplementation patch brand on the market. I've gotten D, Omegas. I've tried their Focus and Clarity and I really like it. And I also am using their Relax and Unwind, and it is just helping to take the edge off of all of the stress that I've been dealing with lately. And I don't want to go through the day without them. I am in love with these patches. I've also been able to use them on my kids really easily, which has been awesome. And then to top it all off, you guys, they are the most economical brand on the market. When you get a subscription to Patch Aid, you're going to be paying about one third the price of other companies because they don't waste money on a bunch of marketing and crazy packaging. They just give you the goods and they give you the highest doses that you can get available. I can't say enough good things about how much I legitimately love Patch Aid. So you can go and get a subscription to Patch Aid and they are going to give you like 48% off of their original price. But if you just want to give them a try, you can also use my code to get 30% off and see if you like them. So shop through my link, which is patchaid.com/MKK15, and you can either get their amazing subscription price or you can just give them a try and get that 30% off. And thank you so much for shopping through my affiliate link when you do your shopping with Patch Aid, which again is patchaid.com/MKK15. I so appreciate when you support the partners that I am working with, and it helps to keep the lights on around here. So thank you so much. Give Patch Aid a try at patchaid.com/MKK15. And then you guys know how I feel so passionately about doing really good skincare, like I just mentioned, but having like a double cleanse every night where you take off your makeup, but then you also clean your skin. And one of the main ways that I typically take off my makeup is with a makeup eraser. So it's just this little microfiber cloth that is really awesome at getting all of your makeup off so that then you can actually clean your skin with whatever face wash you are using, whatever cleanser. And it's a cheap way to be able to do it because you can just wash these cloths and continue to use them over and over and over again. Makeup Eraser actually has kits of these little small cloths, and that has been the awesome way to go. It's like a 7-day set of just these teeny little cloths because you don't need a whole big one to do your face every day. So I just have these little ones. I've had the big one before and don't like it as much as I love the littles. I think they work perfect for traveling, for teenagers, for just like any old time. They're awesome for getting off your makeup and then being able to clean your skin, and you don't have to buy another product. You just have these and you are good to go. So they are a great little gift to have like as a stocking stuffer or just for like any friend who is interested in getting into more skincare, or you just know somebody who loves beauty stuff. I think that a whole set of these makeup erasers, I would be just thrilled to have. And if you are buying for a friend or a mom in your life or anybody like that, let's talk about a couple more things that are going to pamper them and make them feel like just taken care of. I think those are some of the most fun gifts to get for Christmas because, again, it's kind of one of those gifts that keeps on giving, allows you to really feel nourished and thought about, and you get to keep using this stuff. So some of these things would be like bath salts, like some really great bath salts, even more than just bath salts. I really love the company Fluid, F-L-E-W-D. Now, I am not an affiliate with them. I'm not associated with them. I have just been using their bath soaks lately, and I absolutely love them. They are more bioavailable than just regular old bath salts because of the way that they're formulated. And they have three different versions of them. So you can get their anti-stress and anxiety. You can get their ache eraser, which is all about like getting vitamin D and vitamin C into your muscles if you've been like working them out or been in a situation where you're sore. It's a really great bath. And then they also have one that helps you to beat insomnia. So it's just got all kinds of nourishing things to help you relax and really be able to soak in and get ready for a great night's sleep. I love all three versions. They dissolve in the bath really nicely. You just stay in the bath for at least 15 minutes to kind of get their full benefits. You guys know I've mentioned before, I love the whole transdermal idea of absorbing supplements and nutrients, and doing a bath like this is a great way to be able to do it. I think it's a great company. They've done a ton of research. Their website has a ton about like actual scientific studies about how absorbing things transdermally works and all of that. They're an amazing resource. So if you just even want more information about them, you can go to their website. But I think that that is a great gift. I would absolutely love to get these soaks. You can also take that up a step and get like a really great shower gel. I love Pacifica's coconut cream body wash. It is like an anti-stress. They actually call it like a de-stressing body wash. It smells so good. It's in a pump, which is really nice in the shower or the bath, I think. And it's not expensive. It's like $10 for this bottle, but it seems really luxurious. And so I think that would be a really fun thing to pair together to give to somebody. And then if you wanted to round out the whole like bath experience, you could also get them a dry brush so they could dry brush before they got into the bath, really exfoliate, get their skin all ready to be able to absorb all those nutrients from the bath soak. I think that's like a fun little thing, a really firm brush. I've got a great one linked in the gift guide that I use all the time. And then to just round it out, get them a hair turban. Now, I know this is really silly, but my girls and I love these hair turbans. When you get out of the shower, you pop that thing on. It helps your hair to dry so much faster. You aren't roughing up your hair with a towel. It's just like allowing it to absorb all that extra moisture. I really, really love these. We use them all the time. And it could just be like a whole bath or shower thing that you gave to somebody. And it's just, it's one of those things that we're doing every day. We're getting in the shower or we're getting in the bath every day. And so why not make it a little bit nicer? But now let's move on to the men in our lives. Let's face it, they are not easy to buy for. I tried to ask Hot Boyfriend, like, well, what are some ideas I could put on my gift guide for men? And he was like, well, all men are different. There's no way to get just one generic gift that all men are going to love. Don't just recommend that they get a bunch of tools and whatever. I'm like, okay, yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for your help there, sir. But he did say, well, you could create different gift guides. Like if it's a techie guy, then I would put this on it. And if he's, you know, into outdoorsiness, then I would put that on it. But he didn't actually give me any of the ideas of what those things would be. So he really wasn't very helpful. But I will tell you some of the things that I have noticed that he loves and some of the things that he said, oh, I would love to have more of these. And so I'm going to be getting for him. That is one thing that I think that he said you should pay attention to is a guy will usually say like, hey, I'm interested in this, or I would love to have more of these. Like he may not even be asking for it in the moment. But if you kind of just, you know, have your ears perk up around this time of the year, which I'm sure we all do, but just start listening for sort of those clues or things that they really like that they would like more of, or they would like a different version of, that can be kind of helpful in figuring it out for guys. But things I have noticed he loves are like earbuds. He uses his Apple ones some, but he also constantly uses his over-the-ear Beats. So he's always got one in almost constantly. And they have been really great. They charge really well. He loves them. He relies on them, especially because he has a tech job. And so being able to be like connected separately to his phone and to his computer, using different headsets and whatever, it's just been really helpful for him to have. And he likes the privacy of it and being able to listen to things all the time. So I think that the Beats, if you're going to shell out a little bit of money, are a great choice. And those ones that go over the ear, you don't have to worry about them falling out or anything like that. He uses them when he works out. They're a really great option. He also has one lone stainless steel wine tumbler, and he doesn't actually usually use it for wine. He just uses it for whatever drinks he is drinking in the evening, and he wants to keep cold, and he loves that thing. And he happened to mention a couple of weeks ago, man, I just love this cup. I wish I had more of them. Well, ding, ding, ding. I will be getting you more for Christmas, sir. You better not be listening to this episode. But I think that's a great option. Like, guys like their drinks. They like their drinks to be cold. So getting any sort of stainless steel tumbler or cup or that sort of thing. My friend Katie, who's on the show pretty regularly, she and her husband, they love the Brew Mate cups because they are great about not spilling. She says that she can even throw hers like in the beach bag in the summer. I think we even talked about that on one of our summer episodes. She loves this thing. It stays closed really well. They have all kinds of different versions. And so that might even be an option as like a travel on the go kinds of cup, but you know, a lot of times I even use those at home. So they love the Brew Mate version. And then also when I asked Katie, like, what do you get for dude? She was like, meat. Just buy them meat. I don't know, buy a butcher box or something. Have meat delivered. Get them good meat. They love meat. And she's probably not wrong. So if you are really at a loss for what to get the man in your life or the teenager, buy them meat. I know that my 12-year-old is super into beef jerky right now, you know, like it's a great stocking stuffer, you know, just buy them meat. They like meat. Katie's brother, they'll buy him a tomahawk steak for his birthday and he is happy. So that is also kind of a basic option, but one they are really going to enjoy. Okay, let's move on to some family ideas. Now, I am trying to think of more experiential things with our family this year because, you know, we really tried to take advantage for the most part every other weekend that we have all of the kids together. And we've done a couple of things this past year that have just been a blast and we hope to be able to do more of. So, getting gift cards to places like a trampoline park or an escape room. That has been a ton of fun. I really want to get all of the kids tickets to an escape room so that we can all go together because so far only some of the kids have gone and they're super jealous of the other kids. And so that is something that we want to have in our future, or a climbing gym or any sort of like event, because I'm really good at thinking of ideas of like, we could do this movie night. Like, movies are my love language, but actually getting us out and active can be harder for me to think about. So when I actually put in the effort at Christmas to think of some activities that we can all do together and invest some of their gift money into those things, it's a lot more fun. It's a lot less clutter in my house than a bunch of little junk. And it's just a really great way to be able to kind of have a family experience and create those family culture moments and enjoy each other. So we're going to be doing a lot of that sort of thing. We also have a game that we play that's called How Well Do You Know Your Family? And it is a card game. It is one of the top things that helped us all start getting to know each other and break into getting to know each other as we were starting to have dinners together and that sort of thing. Super fun. The kids still ask for it. So I will be linking that in the gift guide, as well as silly things like Twister or escape room games that you can do from home. We will have a few of those linked in the gift guide that are just great, like family things to be able to do together. Okay, I have a few quick stocking ideas. I don't have a ton in this area, but I do think I have some helpful ideas that are just kind of stock for everybody. There's not a single person in my life, even my six-year-old, who doesn't have some sort of device. And so always making sure that we have enough charging cords and the actual little part that you plug into the wall, those are always a hot commodity around here. Grabbing a few extra of those over the holidays and making sure that everybody has one is a really helpful stocking stuffer idea. Nobody is upset to be getting that in their stocking because they're always fighting over cords. Portable chargers are always a good idea. They've got all kinds of varieties out there, from pretty small ones to ones that have a flashlight on them and can be charged using solar power and all kinds of different things. But I find they're really handy to just have around, especially if people's devices are starting to like lose power more quickly. Being able to have the portable chargers is a really good way to go. It's been great for us going back and forth between our house and hot boyfriend's house a lot because they can just keep their power with them. They're not all fighting over plugs in the wall. They're just handy to have all the way around. I think that portable chargers are a great little gift to be slipping in the stockings. And then, of course, fidgets. The kids are big into fidgets right now, those silly little things that you can like pop back and forth, and they've got all kinds of different fidgets. And so throwing a few of those in a stocking. My six-year-old really wants mochis. They're like these little squishy animal things. But we have them linked on the gift guide. She's super excited about them. I think they're weird, but you know, they like them. So there you go. That's one of those ideas. And then gum. Getting gum for my kids. They're always excited. They're always asking for my gum. I really like the Project 7 gum because it's clean, it doesn't have aspartame and all that kind of stuff in it, and it comes in a bunch of really fun flavors. You can get packs of it off of Amazon and then just slip a couple of packs into everybody's stockings, and that's just a fun kind of like good way to go that also isn't going to just create more clutter in your house because it ends up being thrown away eventually, which I am all about. Okay, and to round this all out, let's talk really quickly about teacher gifts. I think that this is one that's just nice to be able to do around Christmas time, especially during these crazy times. I feel like our teachers have had to take on so much more than they have in years past. And so just giving them that little boost at the holidays is really nice, but also don't overcomplicate it. Okay, I recently saw a gal that I follow online who has a huge following living with Landon. She did a poll and said, "Hey, teachers who follow me, what would you rather get? A gift or a gift card?" And hands down, the vast majority said they would rather get a gift card. So this is what I am doing so it doesn't just look totally cheesy having my kid hand their teacher a gift card. I am going to jazz it up just a little bit, but not over the top. So recently I was at Trader Joe's and they had these really fun olive wood spoons for $3 each. They're like a big mixing spoon, but they're rounded. They're very like stylized and cool. I was like, ah, teacher gifts. Perfect. I'm going to get one of those. I'm going to get a fun little dish towel, probably out of the dollar spot at Target or something like that, something that's seasonal. Wrap those together, pop a gift card on it, and bada boom, bada bing. We got a great gift that they're actually going to like and use. Another thing, just to keep it simple, is get a big pack of fuzzy socks. Nobody dislikes a little bit of comfort around the holidays. And so getting some like fun Christmas fuzzy socks, we've done that in the past and their teachers have really enjoyed them. And again, it's really easy to be able to pop those in like a mug with a hot chocolate thing and a gift card. You're good to go. You can get it for pretty cheap, be able to cover a lot of different teachers. I just really highly recommend focusing more on the gift card with like a thing or two that's simple and small that is kind of the vehicle for giving the gift card, but allowing most of the money to be put on the gift card towards the teacher. And I also don't think that you have to go crazy there either. I mean, even just giving them a $5 Starbucks gift card, it's like showing your appreciation, showing that you care, you want to give them a drink, you're thinking about them, giving them a little bit of something that they may not always treat themselves to. So any amount I think is well received. It's just kind of the idea. And hey, if they get a $5 gift card from you and then a $5 gift card from 15 other kids in the class, they're going to be able to get coffee for quite a while. You know, anything like that I think is really fun and they really appreciate it. So these are my ideas. Are they groundbreaking? No. But are they pretty solid? I feel like they are. So let me know if you have specific questions about things. But like I said, everything will be linked up on the blog for you to be able to find all of this stuff. I hope this has been helpful. I would love to hear about what you are getting for the people in your life. You can let me know. The easiest way to get a hold of me is slipping into my DMs on Instagram. Find me over there at Mackenzie Coppa. I love chatting with you guys. If you want to go see the ridiculous reel that I did that as as of this recording, has hit 1.6 million views, and I still don't really understand why, then you can find that on Instagram. We've been kind of putting together a lot more fun content, which has been kind of an interesting challenge, but really fun. So we would love to have you over there. Also, I have been better about putting out my newsletter. So if you want to be subscribed to that and hearing all about our life and what we've got going on around the Live Well Together community, then go over to mackenziekoppa.substack.com. That is where you can subscribe to the newsletter, and you can also reply and leave comments and talk with other followers. It's a super fun place to be, and I would love to have you a part of that group. All right, ladies, I hope that you are having a wonderful introduction to your holiday season. I hope that this was helpful. And until next week, when we are actually going to be talking about some practical ways and tools and things to be dealing with stress in our lives, because we all have a lot of it. That's what we're going to be covering next week. But until then, go be bold and gracious.